Hello again, everybody. Time for another edition of Let's Talk About It here in Jamestown 107.1. And we are streaming at newsdakota.com. You can listen back to podcasts, too. Search out KQDJ Podcast, and you can listen back to podcasts wherever you get your podcasts from. Big event coming here this weekend, and one that we look forward to probably more than most is the big Kite Fest event coming up here this weekend. 30th annual, and Mike G, Chris Dodson with me right now. Guys, can you believe it's been 30 years?
Wow, 30 years.
It goes by fast. Yes. And then you would never think that we'd be doing this 30 years from when we started.
Well, let's go back to that, because I'm interested to know 30 years ago when you guys decided, hey, this would be a fun event. How did that all come about? Tell the story of how you guys decided on having an event like this.
You know, the first initial kite fly that we ever did, I just loved the kiting so much. I was into it so much. I wanted to share it with everybody. So I went to the park board and asked if we could get some space at one of the fields for a kite festival. And, you know, it's just one of them things that have evolved over the years. And, it's, you know, we've had to change a few of the way that some of the things that we've done, and to tailor it to the audience that we've had. And I think we've kind of found that niche now. And it's just the interest is still there. The flame is still there. And people are still interested in the event. And we're just going to keep doing it until that day doesn't happen anymore.
Well, and, you know, talk about interest, guys. This thing has become a super premier kiting event. You get people from all over the country, Canada. They come from all over the place to come to this.
Yep. Yeah, we have 50 guest flyers this year from 12 states and one province in Canada. You know, we travel around, but people from around the country that are into kite flying, they hear about Jamestown and they hear great things, and then they want to come and want to be added to the list. And they love the people, they love the town, and they love the festival.
Now, I was going to ask what it is that really brings them in. I mean, just yeah, of course we got we got great people here. We're all great people here, but you know, the field itself, the area itself, it's a great spot, isn't it?
It's a great spot. You know, going back to coming here, though, what I hear from a lot of people that come from the coast or different areas, they're surprised at how nice the Midwest is. You know, we have, like last weekend, we just were in Garrison for 3 days, and a lot of those folks were their first time in North Dakota, some of them. And they're just amazed at how nice it is in the Midwest. So that, I do hear that sometimes, and I think that's part of the reason why. And we do have kind of a grassroots group of flyers here, and we all like to fly together. And that, I think that's a big reason why we're successful as well.
Now, have both of you guys getting into it as kids, getting into kiting, or how did that come about for each of you, getting into, you know, doing this?
Well, I flew kites as a kid, and, you know, I always remembered it, looked fondly at it when I looked back. And then when I had kids, I went to maybe the second kite festival here that Mike had started, and I was hooked. And haven't been, you know, started flying kites and building kites and then buying more kites and doing all the other things with the festival. But it's something that's kind of in your blood. And we talked to a lot of people. They said they flew kites as a kid, but they got out of it. And come to the festival where you see kite flying is for all ages, all ages.
And that's the beauty of it, too, because when you're flying your kites, everybody has a story and can relate to kites in some way or another. Doesn't matter how old you are or what age. It's really fun to hear, like, our older population people talk about kites when they were kids, you know, how they built their kites. It's just, it's good stories, you know, good memories.
Well, and another thing that we get a lot in this particular state and right here where we're at, we get some good wind around here, too. You know, that doesn't hurt, right?
Well, no mountains, no trees, just one big kite flying field.
That's our slogan.
Oh, man. And so this being the 30th anniversary of this event, guys, tell me, what's coming up? What have you got planned for this year's Kite Fest?
Okay, so what makes this year special, obviously it's our 30th year. Last year we kind of made a decision to up the festival 1 week so that we can piggyback with Garrison, the Sky Fest in Garrison. So now we have people staying in Jamestown for the entire week. The Art Center is running a kite building class right now, and so they're going to be in classes for 2 days. I don't try to make this event bigger and bigger every year. I don't think it's necessary to be bigger and bigger. It's just we need to just keep the details and the quality the same. But this year, we will have more flyers than we've ever had in the history of the Kite Festival. So it's going to be a busy field out there this weekend.
Very busy field and a lot of fun events, too. And something that we really enjoyed before was the if conditions allow for it, the night fly is super cool. That is such a cool event.
Yeah,
watching those out there. That is, I mean, we'd never seen anything like that before. That was so cool to see.
Yeah, so we're gonna do a night fly too, and I do want to emphasize if weather is permitting.
Right.
So please go back on this recording and say if weather is permitting. And then here's the other thing too. We don't get dark here till 9:45 at night.
Yeah.
You know, and then so we're out there flying kites all day long, and then our dinner. You know, we get kind of tired too, mm-hmm. But we are going to do everything we can to do a night fly. Everybody that has night fly kites, they have them here, they're ready to go, and they want to do it too. But we got to have the wind too at night to do the night fly, and it all depends on what the wind does. You know, last year we did barely got it off last year, but yeah, last year we did the night fly, and I think it was very well received.
Super cool. Absolutely. And tell us a little bit more about some of the other activities going on in part with Kite Fest this year.
Well, there will be, as usual, the kite building on Saturday for the kids. Mm-hmm. And in addition, Park and Rec has some other activities for the kids lined up. Let's say, for example, you're waiting in line to build kites. They got some other activities ready to go. We're going to have a candy drop. Where candy is, we're going to shoot it out of the cannons on the kite field.
Yep. Right.
We'll have the kite choreographed ballet routines from No Knots. That's with those four-line kites. There'll be additional vendors down on the south side of the field. So there are some new things this year, too.
And one thing that we're going to be having coming back this year is the No Knots sport kite flying team. They'll have 6 pilots out there this year, and we haven't had 6 pilots here for a number of years, so it's going to be really fun to see six guys flying in synchrony with each other again, so that's going to be a good show. And they'll be performing all day, both Saturday and Sunday. There's really no set times at what time they're going to perform, because they'll probably perform every half hour, every 20 minutes, or depending on how many sets they want to do.
Absolutely.
We get that question about, you know, what time is this and what time is that going to happen? It often depends on the wind.
Yeah.
But these guys are great at adjusting their kites to try to keep a show going. But same for the other events, except for the kite building. That's a scheduled time that doesn't depend on the wind. But when people are there, they're going to see different things. If they come in the morning, they'll see one thing. They come later in the day, they'll see a different sky because the conditions change or we decide to shake up things on the kites, and there's a different ballet routine, for example. And so it can vary from morning to afternoon, from day to day.
Yeah, you know, so people do ask again, too, what time do we come? It's better if you could just plan to spend the day out there. Come out there, bring your lawn chairs, and, you know, just kind of hang out all day because, like Chris says, things do change as the day goes and with the wind.
Now, this event goes, you guys start at 10 a.m. and it goes till 4, right, at the park each day?
Correct.
Okay. And then, again, weather permitting, there might be a night fly, too. And so if you wanted to tell somebody that's never seen this before, what would you tell them to get them to come out to see it? Like, how would you get somebody to come out that has never experienced Kite Fest before?
Have you ever seen kites well over 100 feet? About 200 feet. That'll get their attention.
Or you can say, I guarantee you that you've seen something that you've never seen before if you've been to a big kite festival. And 9 times out of 10, you will not regret it.
Yeah, there will be people there also that build beautiful kites by themselves. Some of the best nation's kite builders will be there in Jamestown. Mm-hmm. They win national awards for their art. So there's going to be art in the sky as well.
Yep, and if you guys do, if the public or folks come out and do see people with single-line kites, there are master kite builders. They usually fly single-line kites. stick built and very intricate designs on their kites.
Wow. Looking forward to this, guys. Anything else you want to add before we turn things over? We're just excited for the event.
Well, we're so thankful for the city of Jamestown, all the people, all the flyers that have come and made this so successful, and appreciation to our spouses too, because there's a lot of work behind the scenes as we're getting this all together. Yeah. And they pitch in and then have to deal with us and our changing plans and taking the car with them, or sometimes two vehicles full of kites and leaving them with none, things like that. And so I think that we really appreciate that.
Yeah. And biggest thing, just invite everybody out. There's the only thing you're going to pay for out there is concessions. And we have a kite vendor out there too. But come out, and if the public comes out, don't be afraid to come out and ask kiters questions, because we like when people ask us questions. You're welcome to roam around the field and look at stuff. Just kind of be mindful of people's kites and their tails, and kind of stay out of the big stuff. And a lot of times we ask people not to be in the kite tails, and it's not because we don't want them in there. It's because of a safety factor. These kites can lift you right off the ground with not even thinking about it. So there are some safety things that we don't think about them sometimes. But come on out and ask some questions and hang out with us for the 2 days, 3 days.
3 days.
Yeah, yes. 3 days.
3 days for the 30th.
All right. Mike, Chris, thanks so much for coming in. Always great seeing you guys. And we'll see you this weekend, okay?
Okay, all right. Thank you.
You bet. 30th Annual Kite Fest coming up here in the Buffalo City this weekend.